This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You gotta take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Here we go. It's hour number one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. Welcome in. General at your service. Salute to you. Big sports day. Massive show on the docket. There's Broadus, the former Cowboy Scout, NFL executive, once again in his LSU gear. Lucius Alexander is in the Pimp Cup Master Control over there, 75 and Fitzhugh feathering his nest. He is ready to go 5 hours flawless once again. We're going all the way till 7 o'clock. Of course, you have Woolchuck and Shia follow. And along with you, we are the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Everybody doing well?
Yeah.
Today? You good?
Yep. Yeah.
Everything?
Hey, it's
exceedingly well.
Ready to rock.
Copacetic?
A lot of football to talk about. College football tonight. We were just discussing. We got a good old Boston College Virginia Tech matchup, and I'm getting nervous.
Well, BCVT?
Because it's Broncos bet payoff night, baby. Let's go.
Wait, you were serious about
I'm putting in the call. I'm taking the Broncos this week in Survivor. Let's get that win. McGlinchey's apparently coming back tonight. Maybe that's not a good
it's
thing.
It's the McGlinchey game. Putting in the call.
But you got
For punishment,
the Saints
Woolchuck.
Injury report is just so lengthy.
It's nasty.
I'm just hoping the Broncos can do enough to come away with a victory.
Is this a deal like...
It's a deal with the devil is what it feels like.
I think the Thursday night game for him has become the, I don't want to have to sweat the game Sunday.
Exactly.
I just want to get it out of the way. I'm either going to, this is going to work out for me great, and I don't have to worry about it Sunday, or
I can just pee on myself tomorrow.
I just know, yeah.
Oh, that's what you're going with?
I don't know. I am not putting in the call for what the payoff would be.
Okay.
I'm just saying I'm going to take the Broncos. But there was nothing better than the feeling coming in on Friday after the Cowboys beat the Giants knowing I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good for the next week. So if I can put in the call for the Broncos and it comes through, tomorrow's going to be glorious.
It will be. It'll be a bet payoff Friday for me. I still have one from that deal a couple of months back or weeks back.
Yeah. Honestly, I would have...
I had to stay accountable on that one to you guys.
I didn't want
you to think I was trying to get away with one, although the thought did cross my mind to try to get away with it.
Just pull a Dallas Cowboys, go no accountability whatsoever.
Yes, indeed. Okay, and broadcaster accountability is first on the Fan. Reached for comment story in the USA Today. Jerry Jones referenced Dale Hansen's dismissal and Brad Sham needing to take a leave of absence when they took it too far back in the day in 95. Dale Hansen's 12-year run, I didn't realize it was such a long run, as a radio analyst, came to an end. Of course, in the newspapers that week, he talked about just going back to Channel 8 where a nice big paycheck would be waiting for him. That dude was always leading with his paycheck, dude.
Always.
He was like, well, that might be true, but my paycheck's bigger than yours.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he'd be doing a graduation speech for some guys at a local college or whatever and, you know, figure out a way to weave his salary into the speech. It was amazing. You know, if you want to be successful like me, you know, have the biggest paycheck. That was on a play-by-play broadcast, okay, a little bit different. Apparently not to Jerry, though, okay? Back then, Dale said he traced it back to Barry Switzer not liking him and having it out for him. I don't think the head coach would be, the guy to point fingers at this time around. I think Sean and RJ's relationship with Mike McCarthy has been pretty dang good,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
But that was not the case with Dale Hansen and Barry Switzer. Of course, they had an iconic moment on television where Switzer slapped Dale's leg, and Dale thought it was assault. So that one really got weird. But he had been critical of Jones in the weeks leading up to it, calling him a liar in the wake of Leon Lett's drug suspension and likening Jones to a comical sitcom character. I don't know the sitcom character. Maybe the text can help us out on that, Brian. Maybe CA's standing by. I know he knows a lot about this story. Maybe I don't know. Homer Simpson.
I don't know.
Who would you go with in 95?
Yeah, I was trying to figure out a way to beat these guys. They were still pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, but yeah, CA would probably know. CA was living with this team at the time.
Yeah.
He'd probably know what was going on.
He was, in fact, fired by KVIL, not the team, even though it was the decision of Jerry Jones. That's what everybody said in the newspaper. In the Star-Telegram, it said it like sources said Hansen has angered Jones with comments made the past two games. Jones is unhappy, the source said, because Hansen ripped Switzer for his infamous 4th-and-1 decision against Philadelphia.
Yes.
I wasn't 4th. Was that load? It was 4th-and-a-ding-a-ling.
Load left?
Yeah.
Was it? Yeah. Back-to-back, load left.
I'll never forget Dion saying that.
Dale also said the Giants were robbed when a late fourth-quarter touchdown was called back by a penalty. So maybe, Jerry and Barry felt that Dale was rooting against him on the broadcast. The Giants were robbed tonight. That's the lead story. This time he may have gone too far, a source said, with the line about the Giants. So that, just talks about how maybe differently sensitive Valley Ranch was then compared to what we've experienced. At least in my, maybe it was a completely different scenario back in the day, and Jerry is revisiting that, mindset that he had in his 50s, now 30 years later, as being more sensitive to the media. It was Jimmy Johnson who said, you don't have to row the boats, but you're not going to poke holes in it, right? Mm-hmm. And maybe, that's what we're seeing here this week from Jerry is more in line with that. Dale said, I'm not a Cowboys cheerleader. A story with Barry Horn in the morning news. I have a bigger deal at Channel 8. Jerry Jones knows that, and he also knows that he can't tell me what or what not to say during the broadcast. Shades of Sean Sharif this weekend there for sure. He had done the games for 12 years. Sean has done this interview for 14 years. I don't think this is a situation where he'd be fired from the station or anything. That would be the biggest shock out of all this to come from it. And it was laid out like, you can't be critical of this team. That's kind of what Jerry Jones is saying. Just tee him up, I guess, with open-ended questions. See what he wants to say. See what he thinks about the game. Would you guys do that if, as the end result of this story playing out, Jerry said, I don't want to do that show with Sean and RJ anymore. That was unprofessional, and I can't look the other way.
Yeah, we just have to make it a big bit then. You know what I mean? We just have to lean into the idea that we're asking softball goofy questions. We will be patronizing to some extent.
Yeah, I don't think we keep the interview for very long because he doesn't. I don't know the one that I'd be able to not ask, like something that would probably take him off. Or we could just go with the whole, hey, fan questions. That's what you want. Yeah. The fans have the right to ask you that. So we'll take all the fan questions.
No, we talk about how awesome, we talk about glowing Lee Zeke's day where he had like 5 carries for 7 yards. And we're like, hey, that was just
that
awesome.
Was amazing.
We totally understand why you've been saving him.
Kill him with
the breakout is close, obviously.
This is what we had in store. And this is like, thank you, Jerry. Thank you, Jerry. Thank you, Jerry. Jerry. We'll just hype him up, dude. Yeah. Just butter his ass up.
I like that. I
couldn't do it.
It is such an important relationship, obviously. The Cowboys are the biggest brand in all of sport in the world.
In the universe.
Yeah. Jerry Jones is blessing you, coming on the show twice a week, bringing all the attention to the
entire
star.
Universe.
It's the universe's team.
It is.
Everybody knows that.
So there's so much to appreciate about the relationship. At the same time, I think, you don't want to get bullied. It is your show when you take ownership of your show.
Yeah.
Talk show hosts have egos too. Yeah. You can't just come in my house and be like, hey, bleep your couch. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. You urinated on, that's what you do. You just go back with it and you make it the clown show that he wants. Like, if this is what you want, then here we go. And again, it would be patronizing and I would have a blast. I'm totally open to this. If this ends up being the case, we will have so much fun with this.
All righty. Troy Aikman ripping CeeDee Lamb, saying lazy Cowboy wide receivers is one of his takeaways. I think they run terrible routes. Mm. Brian, what do you think about your guy, eight there, dunking on these Cowboys receivers like that?
He must be talking about the one on the back of the end zone. Is that the did he give specifically which one he was talking about, or was he just saying overall?
Well, Chuck, did you read more of that story?
Yeah, he was going through all of the receivers.
Every one of them?
Yeah, he was talking about basically every single one of them, the route running. Unless that they know they're going to get the ball, he thinks the route running's terrible, and he's thought that beyond this season. I see guys lazy coming off the line of scrimmage. Sometimes they run. Usually if they do, it's because they're anticipating they're going to get the football on that play. But if they're not, they don't. And it all ties together. I'm not impressed with that part of it.
You know, hey, he's a Hall of Fame guy, you know, and he's going to sit down and watch the tape, and that's what he says. I will say this, the route that they ran to score the game-winning touchdown against the Steelers had some urgency to it,
It did.
But, you know.
And that was also a good concept with the mesh route to get Tolbert free.
The fact that they were able to get their smallest guy, Turpin, up and across and then get everybody kind of coordinated that way. I just don't think that's a great route running group.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's it's not as an explosive group. They don't separate, you know, and I think the separation part of it comes because of just they're not that kind of group. Mm. You know, if you want to call them, they might be slow. I mean, to be honest with you, without Cooks, there is really no Cooks, Turpin, but you got some tall, kind of angular guys that run routes. And sometimes they don't look quick, but they don't separate, you know. So if when you get creativity, and here I'm using the word again, we saw it on the crossing route that they got the one-handed catch. They create separation. If Troy were to say, hey, they don't create enough separation for these receivers and routes because I don't think they're particularly fast. You know, there's a lot of teams you could watch where you like Jameson, you know, Williams, and you watch St. Brown and guys like that, and there's some bursty players right there. You know, a lot of teams you play have these guys that can run. Flowers, I mean, there's some guys that can run.
And he went on to add, you know, you just finished watching the Ravens because he's got the Ravens game this week. So you put on the film.
They're always on the move.
Yeah.
The Ravens, Flowers is one of the most motioned players in the National Football.
And in fact, the other teams.
He's a 4-5 guy.
Yeah, and the teams that he's talking about, San Francisco, Green Bay, and others, also, right there. I mean, Green Bay, we mentioned yesterday, most motion use in the entire sport. But he went on to say that if you're not certain where guys are going to be, it makes it very difficult to play quarterback. Now, their wide receivers coach, Robert Prince, just won wide receivers coach of the year last year. So the NFL thinks that he's doing a really good job coaching up these receivers.
If Troy were to say that they're not a very quick or fast group and that caused them problem, I would go to that. The routes look bad because they don't have separation. But they're not doing anything to get these guys separated. I think that's the bigger issue.
Yeah, I think there's plenty of talent with these guys. They're
not a fast group.
But it would be consistent with what Mike has said. Like, we're trying hard. Our effort is there, but we just can't grasp it. You know, our inexperience or, you know, just the skill set isn't there for what the Cowboys coaches on both sides of the ball are asking them to execute. Okay, 105.3 The Fan, quote, "We will butter your ass up," says the 903.
That should be the next G-bag flag.
Yeah, it'd be some honey butter chicken biscuits. I think some of that honey butter.
Jerry, there weren't that many touchdowns offensively on Sunday, but watching that Butter Aubrey kick field goals, I'll tell you, that's high-level entertainment. Where did you, like, can we get more of these guys here? Yeah. That was a lot of fun, Jerry.
Yeah, that's the...
Have you thought about kicking it on first down instead of waiting until fourth? Because that's the fireworks show for your team right now.
And you might even be, you know, farther away than you would have ended up on fourth down. So, you know, that's...
Break a record.
That's the excitement right now, is exactly how far can Brandon Aubrey hit one. Yeah, I mean,
fucking Brandon Aubrey hit one.
The truckwreck.com fan text is open at 877-881-1053. If you leave your name and city you're texting from, you know, it is a road well traveled. We were in the process of moving on. You know, we're not trying to drag it up, but there's a new story there in the USA Today where, you know, it appears that maybe we're more in Jerry's crosshairs than we imagined. I thought this was a flare up, and it's like, okay, well, maybe some things were said that, you know, didn't need to be or whatever, and we can move on. But it's like, this is a massive national story, I guess. And every time Jerry stops down, somebody's asking him about it, and he's just he's pivoting, you know, and firing again. So that was a little bit of a surprise as we were getting ready for the show to see that there in the USA Today. Yanks and Guardians ALCS action coming up at 4:08 in Cleveland, and Dodgers and Mets tonight at 7:08. So Dodgers and Mets, they get the primetime slots. Not often the Yankees find themselves, but you got the other New York team in LA in there. It's like, move over. You're playing day baseball.
Shohei.
Oh, yes, Ohtani. Yeah.
I think that's what you're seeing. You're yeah. capitalized on worldwide eyes there. That's why. And but it would be kind of funny. You would think if you put the Dodgers earlier, because of time differences and stuff like that, that maybe you could give your international fans like an opportunity there. But I don't know. I like me and day baseball. I'm all for it, man.
You got it coming up at 4:00.
Yeah, there we go.
In Cleveland.
Give me that. But I do believe this is more about Shohei and that whole thing than the Yankees.
Absolutely. Really you got the two biggest cities going at it, and you know, Cleveland's kind of small. Mavs and Bucks tonight, TNT 6:30. Kevin Harlan's going to join us here in just a couple of minutes, talk about the NBA season, the NFL season, in which he calls radio. Mavs winless so far in the preseason, but it's fun watching, you know, the new players out there. And it's amazing what this front office has done in such a short period of time, adding Washington and Marshall and Thompson and Gafford. And now we get to kind of see how this whole thing comes together. OKC's Isaiah Hartenstein suffered a small fracture in his hand. He'll be reevaluated in 5 to 6 weeks, so he's going to miss the first 10-15 games of the season or so. And then the New York Liberty pulled ahead 2-1 in the WNBA Finals on Sabrina Ionescu's 28-footer that swished in with 1 second to go for the 3-point dub over the Minnesota Lynx.
That's a sweet dagger.
Yeah.
When you have that type of confidence from that type of range.
Yeah.
Wow, dude.
Yeah. She said she knew it was good as soon as she let it go, too. G-Bag of the Day is coming up at 2:30. Kevin Harlan with us next here. It's the G-Bag Nation.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Fan.
The inbound will come from Washington. Reed is jumping up in front. Doncic has the ball. Down by two.
Here's the switch.
Gobert is out there. Doncic. The Rivers for the lead. Got it! What a shot! Dallas has taken the lead.
Just what Reggie Miller said. Go for the win.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, voice of the NBA on TNT and the NFL on Westwood One. Kevin Harlan joining us in just a second. Segments brought to you by Soda, that's state-of-the-art, and it's the Frankels. Life's unpredictable, accidents happen. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels. Get a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. Kevin Harlan has the Lakers and Suns game tonight in Phoenix, and he joins us now here on The Fan. Good afternoon, sir.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
We're doing fantastic. Man, it's great to have you back on. It's football and basketball season, and we have Mavs-Bucks tonight. Do you see the Mavs getting back to the finals this year, Kevin?
I do. If they can stay healthy, and of course everything is kind of predicated on that with all these teams, but that midseason trade last year just made them whole. It got everybody kind of back in the lane they should be in. There were so many little things, tentacles out of that season. The way that Kyrie and Luka got together, and not deferring, but certainly understanding what particular game situations might require and who should step forward and who's got the hot hand. And I just think, you know, Jason Kidd's taken his team, you know, in his 3 years, or this is year four, I believe, and he's taken him deep into the playoffs, two of the 3 years he's been there. So he clearly is the right voice. He resonates with the two most important players on that team, who are guards. He was a Hall of Fame guard, so it seems to have a good feel to it coming into the season. Like I said, that midseason trade just got everybody in the right seat. And from that point on, man, as we all know, they took off, and it was a terrific ride. And I do see them gaining from what they accomplished last year in the finals and making another strong run. The West, though, is going to be wacko. It's going to be like all over the place. I don't know, from week to week, maybe even game to game, who we're going to be watching. But it's going to be a thrill a minute, I think, in the Western Conference.
It is. It is going to be wacko, but I think you got a lot of us all very excited with that prediction going back to the NBA Finals. I know we've talked with you about Luka before, and you're a big fan. Do you think this could be the MVP season, and how important is that for his resume?
Well, I think for anybody who is in that legend status, that elite status, that one-of-one status that Luka is in, it's not needed. It's not a prerequisite, but it is, I think, one of the things that you when you look at the collage of what he is as a player, you want one, two, three, four of those babies on there. And, you know, Kobe, I think Kobe only won one, if I'm not mistaken. I think he only won one MVP. And now I have to go back and look, but as great as he was, as immortal as he is, and Luka is on this path of that kind of individual accolade. But I know that he and these other guys are just wired to think team success, championships, and that really is probably his own desire. He'll play as much as he needs to play. He'll be ready for the long haul, the 2 months of the postseason. Every year, I think he gets a little smarter. Every year, and he's off the chart in terms of his basketball prowess and how he, you know, works the game and works his career. But you can't help but think that every year he becomes a little bit more seasoned, a little bit more prepared, ready to take on anything they're going to throw at him. And they're going to throw stuff at him that probably is unique, more unique than it was last year when they would come up with crazy defenses to try to handle him. So I just think he's the kind of player that you embrace and watch and just enjoy. I think after a while in that Western Conference final with the Timberwolves, you just sit back and you just marvel at just, wow, this. He's got so many subtle things about his game that are so appealing. I'm just captured by everything he does and can't wait to watch him again this year.
Wow, everything you just said about him is the way I feel about you, Kevin Harlan. and you pioneered the thick pick on Monday Night Football just recently. Yeah. Please, first of all, bravo.
Yeah.
And can you just take me inside the making of the thick pick? At what point did that term enter your brilliant brain?
Well, I don't know that I had read it or heard it. I don't really know, quite frankly. You know, and that's probably good. I have a very low IQ, and so some of that stuff just kind of just rotates around in there, and who knows where it ends up, and sometimes it's flushed out, and sometimes it gets buried. A lot of guys would have made that same call. But that guy was a big man running out of that end zone, and And, you know, you don't want to get too descriptive, but you've got to be, you know, I guess, descriptive enough. And but anyway, that was a lot of fun. And that is one of those plays. Whenever you see a big man do something out of, like, well, I guess this, you guys saw it firsthand and at your Cowboy-Detroit game this past weekend when they were sticking offensive linemen out there and putting them in skill position. But it is fun to see a big man do extraordinary things, and Kalen Saunders certainly did that for the Saints in that interception in the end zone against Kansas City.
Hey, Kevin, speaking of the Lions, what do you make of the black and blue division with all four of those teams?
How about the differential? The differential is unbelievable what those teams are winning by. Mm-hmm. They've all got quarterbacking that is either mature, becoming superstar status, or emerging as a rookie. I mean, it's just, it's really fat. You know, and we got a guy that was kicked to the curb, and he's starring, and he's got an undefeated team. Mm-hmm. We have a guy who's got the biggest contract in the NFL, and he is meeting all those expectations. We've got a Goff who is in the perfect stage of his career and performing like they had hoped, and one of the top 10 quarterbacks in football, and then Caleb Williams in Chicago, who, like all young quarterbacks, is going to have his up-and-down game here and there. But what he did this past weekend in London and where they are now at 4-2, if you'd have told that organization they'd be 4-2, this guy would be quarterbacking and improving game by game, I think they would have said, we are in. And what they've accomplished has been great. That division is terrific. And they may get three teams out of that division in the playoffs the way they're going right now. They're wonderful. They really are. It's a fun team and a fun division to watch.
How much trouble are the Cowboys in? And be careful, Jerry Jones might be listening, Kevin.
I've heard. My gosh, as if they don't have enough issues, he's creating one on his own. He's a smart man, and he's a brilliant owner, and we all appreciate all the things he's done for the NFL and Texas, North Texas. I mean, listen, he's a legendary guy, but when your team is in chaos, putting it in more chaos, don't put it in the bullseye. I mean, I don't know. Now, listen, at the end of the day, we all know he's responsible for that roster and those contracts and everything from tip to tail. So, I get partnerships, but there's got to be some journalism here too. And so I know that all you there are very interested in how this thing is going to turn out. But the Cowboys, on another note, I think the roster is ordinary, and they're a little top heavy, and I think they're banking on what happened last year. I think they were 4-2 at the break last year. They kind of grouped their team together and got on a new tangent, and it paid off, and they won the 12, and they're going to have to do a lot to get that number this year, but I think they've got everything in place to do it. They need to get a couple defensive players healthy, as we all know. But I just don't know when you've got a lot of issues, you know, that are pretty paramount, and you're taking shots at the media. That to me just makes no sense. But then again, I'm not down there. I'm not him. I'm not in that organization. But from afar, I'm just telling you, it looks weird. It looks wonky, and I don't know what this means about him or but it just feels crummy.
We appreciate your insights on all matters, sir. Enjoy the season, and we'll look to catch up with you real soon.
I hope so. Take care. Thank you again.
Salute. There he is, voice of the NBA on TNT, Kevin Harlan, voice of the NFL on Westwood One Radio. Thank him so much for joining us whenever he has a moment. Time to go into the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius.
What a fantastic lead-in right there.
There you go.
A fantastic lead-in.
Hope you'd appreciate that.
What a great Kevin Harlan. What up, dog? How you feeling there? You good, bro?
Good, man. Feeling great.
All right. Let's get into this.
One of the goats.
Let's get it. Yeah. And you gave him some flowers, man. Good for you, fam.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah. All right, let's get right into this. Blazing up the charts. It's a new Cowboys diss track. It's Thursday over there at the Star. I hope y'all in the studio. I hope y'all writing. Yellow Beezy, you going to help the boys out? Fat Pimp, you gonna help these boys out? What's going on? Somebody, they need a pen in there. Cause this right here is killing them.
Man, here we go again. This team ain't gonna never win. I'm I'm ashamed to be a fan. Got me lying to my friends. Louis belt straight to ass. Dak cannot complete a pass. CeeDee Lamb been playing trash. Man, how long is this gonna last?
Yeah.
Get it, Jerry. Yeah. Quit it, Jerry. Yeah. Retire, yeah. Jerry. Yeah. We gotta fire, yeah. Jerry. Yeah. Boy, you know this team super bad. I ain't lying. Every week we taking belt to ass. That bitch is me. That cannot complete a simple pass. What he trying to? Man, how long is this bitch gonna last? Who you throwing to? A 40 ball beating two times like a sequence.
Wow.
Dak, who you throwing to?
He threw it to the defense.
I'm like, Dak, who you throwing it to? He threw it to the ops. I'm like, Dak, you gotta stop. Dak, go to the barbershop. Get that hairline. And maybe you'll stop throwing picks. And maybe CeeDee Lamb will stop being the diva and he'll stop throwing fits. And maybe Mike McCarthy will be on the sideline wearing some clothes that fit. And maybe Jerry Jones just might retire because he owed it.
That's great.
So good.
That's fantastic. Yeah, that's fantastic, bro. And
Michael, wear some clothes that fit.
Yeah. Man, you know what's been weird, bro? Since that little viral situation. You look at the whoever posts it, you know, whatever, Bleacher Report or whatever, yeah. You look in the comments, and there's people that really think they know about the fan and their business.
Yeah,
who absolutely. They're signed with, how long they've been signed with, who's owned by what. It's wild. And then you look at that person, he's got like 1,000 likes on that comment.
Yeah.
You'd be like, man, that's a total lie. He made that up.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so weird, bro. Just
perpetuating ball sacks all over the place these days.
Oh, my gosh.
Comment section's crazy.
And that's people talking about a radio station. Imagine what other conversations they have where they do that. You know what I mean?
People think they know everything.
Yeah, I mean, you can get a bag now by just getting stuff to go viral.
Just fake it. Just lie.
Yeah, it's monetized engagement. Pretty cool. You know,
I mean, this is just somebody in the comments thinking they know something is what I'm talking about. People just responding to the story and think they know about the fan.
Yeah.
Not a blog or anything like that. Just a fool with an Instagram account.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. Titans receiver right here, Calvin Ridley. He's pretty perturbed, annoyed, if you will. Got to throw this man the ball.
They wanted to kind of make getting you targets and part of this offense a priority today and to kind of not have it result in any catches. I guess what was kind of off that resulted in targets but no catches?
I had targets in what part of the game? I had targets?
Fourth quarter, a lot of them.
All right, then. So I need some in the beginning of the game, too. And like, it's getting crazy for me. So I'm just, you know, it is what it is. But.
It is what it is.
S is getting crazy for me. That is hilarious.
In the beginning of the game.
Yeah, this is getting crazy for me, bro. Need that ball. Sticking with football, let's go to Atlanta Falcons quarterback Kirk Cousins. He was asked about going to play in Seattle. This is what he said.
My teammate used to say, walk into your trap, take over your trap, was the line he would say. And so that's kind of what it is. You go into someone else's stadium and you try to assert yourself. That's what everybody's trying to do when they go on the road. It's hard to do, but that's certainly the goal.
Walk into your trap, take over your trap. Does Kirk Cousins know? He said his friend told him. Does he know he's quoting Bankroll Fresh?
He has bankroll.
Walk in your trap and take over your trap. Walk in your trap and take over your trap. Walk in your trap and take over.
That man is feeling into the Falcons fine.
He is.
He is feeling into the Falcons fine. You hear me?
Yeah. I love the highlights of when he gets frustrated. Have you guys seen this? No, like on Instagram or something, there's these montages of him saying, gosh darn it.
Oh, okay.
Jeepers.
Yeah. He's got some Philip
Rivers.
He's got
like 1960s. Yeah. Frick.
Damn it.
Yeah. Speaking of that, shout out to Jerry Jones for the family and friends reunion that has happened on my phone this week.
Yeah.
Everybody hitting you up.
Yeah.
A lot of good that's come out of this.
Oh, gosh darn Jerry, man. Come on, kidfolk. Gosh darn Jerry. Talk to y'all like that. All right, let's see what else we got right here. Boom, dee doo doom doom. And I got some church clips. Anyway, shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes, freedom fighter, truth teller, Freddie Haynes, and Reverend Ike. I'm going to just pick one. I have two, but I'm going to just pick one. We're up against it. We have a pastor who has beef with his sister.
Oh, no.
Yeah, beef with his sister. So he takes it to the pulpit in front of the congregation. She left the church, the family church that their parents started.
Mm.
And she started another church in the same city.
Uh-oh.
So now it's like beef.
Yeah. Church wars.
Church wars.
That's big beef.
tired of the devil. I'm tired, my sister. She's out of order. You will not pastor in the same city that I'm pastoring in and bring in compromise. I'm going to shut you down by the Spirit of God.
I don't know.
Look at them. They're scared. They're scared. Right? They're scared. They're scared. Well, if you're scared, you got to join another gang. Because even though we're holy, we got the spirit of the blood and the clip over here. Oh. Come back to me. If you're scared, then you better join you another church. Because we're coming after this devil. I said we're coming after this devil.
This is the Oregon Brothers.
You know it.
Yeah, I wasn't going there, but I just feel something in my spirit. How dare you stand up and try to destroy our mother's legacy? Our mother was not a whore.
Oh,
no. Nor does she promote harlotry.
Poetry is fire.
Wow. You're going to open up a church right down the street and telling people you can do anything you want to do? I shut you down by the Holy Ghost. I command that you cannot even pay your rent. I shut you down. You lying witchcraft, Jezebel spirit, come on out of here.
Jeez. Got the gift of gab, doesn't he?
Jeez.
That's impressive.
I kind of feel like we need to pass the plate for a better sound system.
Yeah.
He was wearing that sound.
Yeah.
Maybe the church down the street has a better one.
Yeah, maybe. She took the good sound system with her. Yeah.
Took the good sound guy. Let's go.
Is it the champ?
My man said poetry. What a word right there. Chef's kiss.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. It's quite a wordsmith. Yeah. Is it Calvin Ridley wanting the ball? Is it Falcons quarterback Kirk Cousins on playing in Seattle? Or is it the church clips there, the preacher shutting down sinners with the Holy Ghost? Mm. I'll vote for the champ, Chief. How about you?
We got the spirit of blood and Crips over here, he said. Wow. Wow, bro.
Yeah, give me the champ.
Lucius?
Yeah, champ all day.
Bully?
Yeah, it's the champ.
Right. Kirk Cousins.
Okay, by a score of 4-1, still your champ. It's the champ.
The trap god, Kirk Cousins.
The trap god.
Trap king.
Chief of College Football, Darty on deck.
Yeah, let's do this thing. Hey, Lane, jealousy is not a good look on you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. G-Bag Nation 105.3, the fan. Big day coming up. Danny Cannell talking college football, 4 o'clock. We have a college football Darty right here for you. NFL News Today is coming up at 3 o'clock. NBA stuff at 3:20 with the Mavs in action tonight. Salute to Kevin Harlan, who just joined us back there at 2:20. Here's the chief of that college football.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. We have ourselves another fantastic college football Saturday in store for us. Of course, Texas and Georgia is the big in. Craig Way, voice of the Longhorns, on with Sean and RJ earlier today, breaking it all down. Looking forward to our conversation with Danny Cannell. Looks as though you're getting good news on the availability of Isaiah Bond for Texas. It looks like he's going to be upgraded to probable, according to Steve Sarkisian. So that's going to be nice for that Texas offense for sure. And I saw from Fanatics, it looks like action on Texas is in a league of its own this week. So everybody's just throwing their money on Texas here. Definitely shaping up to be one of the biggest sides this season. Even when looking at Ohio State, Oregon betting at the same time last week, Texas has received 4 times more money on its spread and money line than the spread and money line for Ohio State and Oregon combined. So that's why the line has moved, you know, considerably as well, because it was what, like a 3 or 3.5 point Texas Texas as the favorite there, and then it's gone up to at least 5 last I saw it. But the action on Texas is just huge right now, and this is a giant game for Georgia if they want to be able to, you know, have a chance at being the SEC champion. So this is going to be a ton of fun. I'm sure Bennett and his buddies are tailgating already
they're working on it,
the
right
festivities.
Now. Yeah, they're working on it. Yeah,
definitely, as they should be. It looks like also Pat McAfee announcing on his show today that it'll be Scottie Scheffler as the College Game Day guest picker for Texas and Georgia on game day.
But so it's at a golf outing right now, or is
maybe
it tomorrow?
Scottie's with him.
It's for Scottie Scheffler. He's in town doing a golf thing, and Bennett's one of the volunteers that got asked to be a part of that.
Look at that, dude.
He volunteered just to see if he could get a picture with Scottie Scheffler. That's why he volunteered.
It's worth it.
How does he have time to actually study?
He
doesn't.
It's funny. He doesn't go to class Thursdays and Fridays. He does everything Monday, Wednesday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. All his classes from like
built the schedule well.
8 a.m. till 7 at night, and he does it all.
So he pack it.
So he can have the opportunity for Thursdays and Fridays to go do things.
Thirsty Thursday in college is unlike anything, and usually it's dollar doubles on Wednesday nights. Mm. So if the Hayes in the Barn comes 7 p.m. on Wednesday, all of a sudden 9 o'clock dollar doubles with the boys.
Yeah, turning it up.
And and you don't have to wake up early for class on Thursday. No, he's got it set up beautifully. I do like the idea of Scottie Scheffler wearing like a burnt orange jumpsuit on the desk for game day.
Yeah.
You know,
Scottie Scheffler Halloween costume. That thing's going to go fire.
I'd build a college schedule out like that, you know, with just like 12 credits, though. Mm-hmm. And then about halfway through, I'd be like, man, this is still too much. I'm so quitting again after this semester.
I never did more than maybe 13 hours in a semester. You know?
Really?
Yeah, I never
did
more than 13.
I took 21 to graduate.
Yeah. Oh, I usually rocked 15
my
hours.
My last semester.
Was that your original feat of strength as a man?
That got me motivated to be, feat of strength guy. But I'm like, I got to get this done. And so, and it was the best I'd ever done grades wise.
Hey, when you need to.
Yeah.
Backs against the wall. All your buddies had already graduated.
Yeah. They were. Yeah. I was just kind of hanging around. Just kind of hanging around watching everybody. Huh? Yeah.
You're the creepy old guy all of a sudden.
The victory lap.
Yeah.
They said, hey, do you want to be a student assistant coach? I'm like, yeah, sure. Whatever.
You're still here.
Coach the long snappers.
Why don't you coach for us.
I did. I coached him up.
Well, Dan Lanning, we know, coaches him up there with Oregon. He's our Bill Belichick loophole coach of the week or whatever the award was. I can't even remember now, but it was a huge award. It was prestigious, and he was fired up about it. But he's getting all sorts of credit for the move that he made there at the end of that game, 12 men on the field, yada, 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 did it on purpose. But Lane Kiffin is less than thrilled with it. He says, I find that all this national talk about someone faking an injury and people shouldn't do that.
Oh, they'll fake some injuries at Ole Miss now.
He's like, I just found it interesting that everybody thinks this is awesome that you went against the rules and put more people on the field, but then everybody's up in arms when faking an injury. So just found it interesting.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, he's jealous that he didn't come up with this coaching tactic. It could have been loophole lane, but that wasn't trending. It was Dan the man.
You know, and watching Ole Miss play, and my apologies to anybody that's an Ole Miss grad out there, but your players are lined up in the huddle. They look over to the sidelines, and then it's like they got hit by a sniper dart, you know, a blow dart. You know, they're on the ground, and you're like going, whoa, what? How did that just happen? You know, I mean, literally standing there, hands on hips, looking at the sideline for the call, and then just lay flat out and grab the back of your leg.
Mm.
You know, and it happened like 3 times in the game the other day. And you're like,
believe it. Take a dive.
You're like, gosh, I mean, if
you hate to see it.
I really do. I mean, they
should be a better punishment for it.
Well, I don't know.
And soccer will give you a yellow card.
I don't know what. Yeah, I don't know what they could do in football. But literally, it happened 3 different times. And it's something that Mississippi is known for.
Could flag them for delay game, unsportsmanlike conduct.
They won't do it.
But even Urban Meyer said he wasn't familiar with that rule. He was, you know, giving love to Dan Lanning for knowing that.
He's playing checkers.
It's like, yeah. It's like, man, that was incredible. I think Dan Lanning right now on the short list, like if you're looking at coaches to go from college to pro, I think I'm starting with Dan Lanning.
Why
right now.
Leave Oregon?
He might not. Which is the one I would want. Like if I could get an interview with him and maybe he'd be interested, I think Dan Lanning would be the first on my Sark would probably be too.
About to say, what about Sark?
Yeah.
Okay. Now I'll tell you what, a guy that's climbing up the Billboard coaching charts right now, and that's IU Hoosiers coach Kurt Cinetti. And
just Google him. He wins.
He's a winner. Well, here is that clip where he was being asked about things, how he's going to sell himself and the program to players and stuff. And this is how he responded to that.
How do you sell your vision of your culture? I mean, what's the...
Who are you talking about? The high school guys, the transfers? Who?
All of the above. I mean, how do you...
It's pretty simple. I win. Google me.
Okay.
Let's Google me.
So that's him in his very introductory press conference, and it's recirculating now because he has his team 6-0.
They got a big game coming against the Woolchucks, Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Go Huskers, go Big Red.
Yeah. They absolutely do. Good call, Broadus, and they're going to be hosting the Cornhuskers. And Indiana is now 16th.
About to get your first
look
loss.
At this 16th IU Hoosiers. So he called his shot. He's right. I mean, this dude has done a lot of winning. James Madison
yeah.
Elon, IUP, whatever these schools are, they sucked. He got there and they didn't suck anymore, and then he's just leveled up, and now he finds himself in the Big Ten, and he's going across the country because the Big Ten has now migrated out west a yeah. little bit, and so there's
little
this
bit.
There's this whole deal
a lot of it
there's this whole deal about how tough it is to go from like Indiana and go play a West Coast game or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so he was actually on the Pat McAfee show. They asked him about it. Keep in mind, a couple of weeks ago, his team stormed into UCLA and won 42-13. So listen to mm-hmm. him talk about how like a lot of people want to go out west and spend a couple of days out there, maybe get there a day early so the kids can adjust. This is Coach Cinetti's game plan.
No. We ain't doing that, guys. You know, we're going to get there as late as possible. Okay, we're going to wake up, and we're going to play the game, and we're going to come back. That's what we did. We got to the hotel about 8 o'clock at night, right? Ate our meal, went to bed, woke up, played 3:30, kicked their ass, and came home.
That's
kind of sounds like Bob Knight, even.
I like this guy a lot, dude. He will be...
No bleeps given, man.
He will be leveling up, I would imagine, after this season. Are you kidding me? FSU, somebody like that? They're going to go get this guy.
You don't think he wants to stay in Indiana? Be a Hoosier?
Well, maybe.
I can't remember the guy that was at Indiana before him, but this guy 1 year pulled off where he beat Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State, yeah. and had a chance to leave and stayed on.
Oops,
and
sad decision. And ultimate backfire.
And then got fired. Trying to think who that was.
Yeah, I don't know if that's anybody's dream job.
Probably not.
Maybe for basketball. Yeah. Indeed. Okay, top 10 NBA players have been released. Yeah. That's coming up at 3:20. NFL news today. Next, Woolchuck, what's in store?
Well, the return of a couple of big running backs. The potential quarterback who might be benched is speaking, and which owner has the worst breath in the National Football League? That's next.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.